What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Issues 2017. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Kansas State Fair General Manager Susan Sankey. Welcome to Issues 2017.
Hey, thanks for having
us
today.
We've actually done this before. Last year.
I'm trying.
There you go. Now, for many of us who grew up in Kansas, early September was an exciting time of the year. Back to school, football season, and the Kansas State Fair. I spent time at the State Fair in Hutchinson with family and friends a number of times over the years, and I've worked for radio stations and manned a booth there. It's one of the state's best visitor attractions every September. Must be fun being the Kansas State Fair General Manager. How about it, Susan?
It's fun. We get to celebrate everything Kansas, all on 280 acres that make up the Kansas State Fairgrounds.
Now, and how long have you been there? 2 years? Three?
I actually started in 2014 as the Director of Competitions. This is my second year, though, as General Manager.
And you talk about the excitement of the fair and what's going on every day, but for the rest of the year, those 10 days or whatever, you're busy, but the rest of the year, you've got nothing to do, right? No. Probably you're busier before the fair.
It's a lot of fun. And actually, outside the 10 days of the fair, we do 600 other events. We do a lot of facility rentals, and people love coming to the fairgrounds for whatever event they can use some of our buildings for, which is great.
You might even do a wedding now and then? Or
we've done weddings, a lot of weddings. At one time, I think we had at least 5 different weddings on the same weekend, so we had to make sure they didn't get mixed up to go to the wrong place.
Well, there you go. This year's dates are September 8th to 11th. Tell us about last year. How was attendance last year?
Attendance was great. It was our third highest attendance on record. We had a couple of bad weather days, which don't help attendance very much, but it really turned out to be a great event. And this year it is September 8th through the 17th.
Now, you didn't give me a number. What was the total number then?
Last year, the attendance was over 350,000. I think the actual number was 359,808 people.
How does that compare with previous years then?
In 2015, we had our record fair year, which was over 360,000 people. We try to average at least 350,000 people across the 10 days of the fair. So last year, 2015, 2014, those were all really good fairs.
Talk about you've had some good weather. That's one thing.
It helps.
It helps a lot. Talk about the economic impact of the fair on the local economy. I know it has a huge impact on Hutch and Reno County, but to probably some others as well. Tell us about it.
Well, we like to say that we book all the hotel rooms. If you're calling now to try to find a hotel room in Hutchinson, it might be kind of difficult. The Chamber of Commerce in Reno County and Hutchinson have a hotline for hotel rooms, so we know that people come and they stay and they have a good time. There's so much going on for each of the 10 days. To take it all in, you really need to come more than once. And we have a lot of people who come every day. And when they do that, they do generate economic impact for the community. We also hire additional seasonal employees. The fair alone, that equates to about 600 employees, plus the employees that the concessionaires, we have 600 different concessionaires that come to the fair, many of them from outside the community, a lot of them from outside the state. So they're also contributing to the economic impact, and it all adds up.
But yeah, if you put all that, lump all that together, it'd be difficult to come up with a big one number for the economic impact. Do they do that, though, the chamber, anybody?
We haven't done that recently. I've met with a new chamber director in Hutchinson in Reno County, and we've had some really good conversations about how we can better qualify and quantify the impact that the state fair has. And after the fair is over, we're going to be doing some follow-up studies to determine what those numbers really show.
Where do the fairgoers come from?
Oh, gosh. A lot of them come from Hutchinson, but we're actually a state event. We have people from all over Kansas who come to the Kansas State Fair. We have exhibitors in our open livestock shows who come from several states away, not just Kansas. Last year, we had llama exhibitors from South Texas. We have a lot of horse show exhibitors that come from out of state in Colorado, especially for the draft show. We have a lot of cattle exhibitors who come and show cattle from the surrounding states. So not just Kansas people, but people from all over the Midwest who come and celebrate Kansas and make it a great event.
Tell me about ticket prices. What does it cost to go to the fair?
A regular gate admission is $10 for an adult, and we have discounted prices for kids and for seniors. But if you get your tickets now before opening day of the fair, you get an even better price at discounts for all of those tickets. So now's a good time to go to the ticket office or go online or to call and get those tickets in advance.
What's new and exciting this year?
Well, since we're talking about ticketing, I can tell you it's really new and exciting. We have a new ticketing system.
Okay.
New ticketing system through etix.com. People can have online tickets. They can go online, buy online tickets. They can have print at home tickets, which is a new feature that we have. They can also save their ticket information to a mobile device. And when they come onto the fairgrounds, they can have those tickets scanned, which is a new feature that we've had. So we've been busy at the fairgrounds updating our infrastructure so that we have scannability for those tickets and coming onto the grounds, and we can provide really good customer service.
And one, you just mentioned something, infrastructure, and there are a lot of buildings on those on the fairgrounds. You did mention how many acres you have, I think, but how many buildings do you have, and what kind of shape are they in?
Well, that's right. We have 280 acres that make up the whole fairgrounds, including the free parking lots that we have. But the fairgrounds proper has about anywhere from 70 to 90 buildings, depending on how you count those. We bring in portable buildings that help make up the concessions for the state fair, and then some of the portable concession trailers that help make that up. The condition of the buildings can range from poor to very good. The Lair White House, which was built in 2014 and houses the State Fair Museum, it'll be open this year, and it has a great venue for sharing the history of the State Fair. But then we have some that we're really trying to do some work on, and we've had some really good discussions in the past 18 months about a new master plan and trying to prioritize that project on the buildings that need it most, best serve what the needs are for the people who come to the fairgrounds, especially in the equine areas, updating those facilities that are a little tired from the prior master plan that was completed. So we've got a lot of work to do, but we've also got to figure out phasing that in and finding the funding.
Yeah, I was going to say, how do you pay for all that? Does that just come out of the ticket sales every year, or are there on the other events that you do? You do a lot of events, or is there any other funding that comes your way?
That's a really good question. In the past, all of the operating budget for the state fair has been fee funded, which means we run this like a business. We don't get state general fund money. This year is an exception because we have gotten some of the state general fund money to help offset our increase in utility cost. The city of Hutchinson charges a pretty high ticket price for our stormwater fee, and then our West Star bill that obviously we have a lot of electrical needs on the fairgrounds. So we did get money to help offset our increased cost for utilities, which is the first time we've gotten contribution to our operating budget.
And anything else new and exciting this year other than the new way to do tickets?
Oh, that the ticket thing is really fun for us, and we think that's going to be a good feature.
I think that's good, but I want to know if there are going to be any two-headed calves or anything like that, you know.
Well, there might be. We've got our birthing center, which has traditionally it's been one of our most visited places on the fairgrounds. Last year, we had two sets of twin calves born, and we had fun naming those. We had the fairgoers help choose names for those. So this year, we're planning on a lot of fun exhibits in the birthing center. In Gottschalk Park, in our free entertainment, we have a spectacular aerial acrobatic show.
Really?
It's going to be different. In the past, we've had a lot of animal shows, but this year it's going to be acrobats who do some aerial shows, and those are going to be free to people who come in with their gate admission. And we've also got a lot of other free entertainment throughout the fairgrounds. The Nextech Wireless Stage at Lake Talbot features some bands and a lot of other attractions. And also the Bretson Young Injury Law Lawyers Arena. Ron Diamond is going to be back. He's been there for years at the Kansas State Fair. People love his show. He's been having fun with Kansans for a long time.
What does he do now? Is he a hypnotist?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I've heard about this guy.
He's a lot of fun.
I'm not going there because he might bring me up on stage, right?
That's a great idea. Are you volunteering?
I don't want to be a chicken. I hear the guy is just terrific.
He's fantastic, and he's going to be arriving next week, and we've got him doing some of the community functions that are going to help celebrate his part at the Kansas State Fair.
Okay, what about the pig races?
Oh, well, yeah.
I love the pig races.
They're great.
Yeah.
Pig races are back. They're going to be a lot of fun. We'll have the petting zoo again. That's always a great feature, especially for people who are kind of removed from the farm and they don't get to see those pieces of agriculture. Our youth livestock shows on the first week in the fair, record number of entries this year.
Really?
Record number. Increase in all of the livestock shows for cattle, the meat goats, the sheep, and the hogs. Those 4-H and FFA exhibitors have been working hard all year long to get their projects ready, and then we'll feature those at the Kansas State Fair Grand Drive.
Several years ago, I was honored to be the official starter of the pig races, and it was kind of a high point in my career. But, yeah, it's on my resume. You can check it out.
I'm gonna check that out.
But you're not laughing.
We can roll that in with the Ron Diamond show when you volunteer.
No. And I've also voluntarily milked cows up there. And I'm a city boy. But I got on it pretty quick.
I hear we need some entries for the celebrity goat milking.
Not yet.
No? Come on. Highway Patrol, you got to keep the Highway Patrol honest.
I could like to be an honorary Highway Patrolman. That would be fun.
That would be fun.
You're listening to Issues 2017 on the Entercom radio stations. Our guest is Kansas State Fair General Manager Susan Sankey. And you're from Texas?
I am.
Tell me where from.
South Texas.
No, that's a big area.
Cheapside. It's a little...
Cheapside?
Cheapside. We all have to remember where we're from. I'm from Cheapside.
My daughter-in-law's from Possum Grape, Arkansas. So Cheapside doesn't...
It's all in a name.
It's interesting, isn't it?
Great people.
Yeah.
Great people.
Good people in Texas. They've had some problems here this time of year. Well, now let's talk about what we're really interested in, and that is food.
Oh, boy. You're not going to make me choose which is my favorite thing.
Did I do that last time?
I hope not, because I can't answer. I like it all.
Okay, the funnel cake is a mainstay, right? Would it be funnel cakes this
year? Yes, and we have a special new funnel cake this year.
What is a funnel cake, by the way?
You're asking what a funnel cake is? You're going to have to come to the fair.
I want you to describe it. It's got sugar on it. I know that.
It's got sugar. It's a great fried treat.
Yeah. So what's new on that then?
Well, we have a special one this year that's got really fun toppings. It's called a Campfire Delight. It's like a s'more funnel cake.
Okay.
Chocolate, marshmallows.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Campfire Delight. So you're going to have to check that out.
What about Pronto Pups?
Pronto Pups are traditional. Everybody comes to the fair and they want a Pronto Pup. Mm-hmm. And this year, the Pronto Pup people are going to be selling their classic T-shirts.
There's a T-shirt?
Yeah.
And you don't have an extra large on you today, then, do you?
I don't, but you can come to the fair and get one.
The Pronto Pups.
That's right.
Now, how do you eat your Pronto Pup?
As quickly and as often as I can.
With what condiments do you embellish it?
I like both ketchup and mustard.
Oh, that's sick.
No, that's good.
Mustard only.
I like that, too.
We can talk about that. All right.
I like that.
Then what else is there? Oh, something fried, right? Whether it's a Snicker bar or deep fried something. Got anything there?
How about a Mac Attack burger? It's new this year. It's a deep fat fried macaroni burger.
Macaroni burger?
Yeah.
Tell me about that. What would a macaroni burger be?
It's macaroni and cheese on a burger.
Oh, okay.
But then one of my favorites that I'm really excited about this year, the peanut butter bacon burger.
Peanut butter bacon burger.
Yes. It's by the people who also do the Krispy Kreme burger.
Okay.
Go wrong.
Yeah.
We're going to have a stuffed pickle on a stick. Last year we had the Bickle, which was a bacon-wrapped pickle. This year it's going to be stuffed on a stick.
Sounds healthy.
It's going to be good. And then we have deep-fried stuffed soft pretzels.
Oh, okay.
With cheese, beer cheese, cream cheese, jalapeno cheese.
I was going to say, when they can do deep-fried beer, then you've probably got something.
Definitely.
Combining all of that. Anything else there on the deep-fried?
We're going to have fajitas at the fair. I'm from Texas, so I love fajitas.
Yeah.
It's a great thing, but we're going to have beef fajitas, chicken fajitas, and we'll have...
They have that one place there. I think it's a local church that does the Mexican food every year.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great place. I try to stop there every time.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. And the chicken and noodles are awesome.
Yep.
We've also got tachos. Tachos this
tachos?
Year.
Tachos?
Do you know what that is?
Tacho?
Instead of nachos, it's loaded tater tots. Tachos.
Okay.
I like the name.
All right. I do, too.
And we've got some specials that we have for food. We have a coupon book.
Oh, really?
We have a sunflower savings coupon book. You can purchase it for $5, but there's a lot of dollar-off coupons in here.
So you can save your money back on it, yeah.
That's right. You can get a dollar off at Dippin' Dots. You can get a dollar off at a lot of different experiences. And then we have $2 Tasting Tuesday.
Okay. What does that mean?
Well, you can go to any food vendor on the fairgrounds on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And for $2, you can get a portion of whatever they have on their menu. So literally, you can eat your way through the fair. You can try everything.
Sounds good. I'm always excited about the butter sculpture. Can you give us any indication who it might be this year?
Lots of butter.
Yeah.
Lots of butter.
I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to speculate. It's going to be Donald Trump. Hmm?
I can't speak.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
I can't speak for the artist.
Fine.
But I think it's going to have something to do with food.
Food. Okay. Well, butter.
That butter, definitely butter. But featuring food in the museum this year, the whole theme is about food and the history of the food at the Kansas State Fair.
Good. Now, before the show gets away from us, tell us about the lineup, the stage show lineup.
Oh, great.
Got some good stuff this year?
We have a great show lined up on every day at the grandstand, the Next Tech Wireless Grandstand at the Kansas State Fair. On Friday, September the 8th, we have Loverboy and Survivor. Those tickets have been going really great for that show. Also, Josh Turner on Saturday, September 9th. We're really excited about that show. Sunday, September 10th, Los Lonely Boys. On Monday, we have the traditional Demolition Derby. That's really a crashed-up show.
Yeah.
The Charlie Daniels Band on Tuesday, September the 12th. Wednesday, we've got Toby Mac as our Christian act, which has really sold well, and we're looking for a great time on Wednesday. Smash Mouth. We're looking for all the all-stars on Thursday, September 14th. Friday, September 15th, we'll have Old Dominion back again. They're just out with a new album. And their special guest is Ray Lynn. That's going to be a great show. We've had a lot of ticket goers for that.
Mm-hmm.
Chevelle will rock out on Saturday, September 16th. And then on Sunday, the 17th, we end up that afternoon with the Outlaw Truck and Tractor Pull.
Okay. Now, the Midway will be operating, I assume, with the rides and so forth?
That's right.
And that's always a great deal of fun.
It is a great deal of fun. This year, we're very conscious about the safety of that. It's a priority. New regulations in Kansas, we're going to make sure that those inspections are in place, permits are in order. And I've been in close communication with the management for the North American Midway that comes to the Kansas State Fair. We'll have about 40 rides this year. We're working with the Kansas Department of Labor on those inspections just to make sure everything's safe and in order for everyone to have a great time.
Now, the exhibits, which I think are the most important thing, the livestock, the poultry, the arts and crafts.
The bunnies.
The chickens. The giant watermelons. You tell me about this stuff.
We have a barn quilt competition this year through the county fairs, and anybody who can make those and enter that in our open class show.
Really?
Yes, the quilters are going to be back, and they've got some great entries. I've seen some of that have already been turned in. Just beautiful work that people do and enter at the Kansas State Fair.
You know, an interesting thing for me, again, as a city guy, city boy, I like to see the implements, the farm equipment. Isn't that something? I like to look at the giant tractors. They're amazing. Combines.
They're amazing. And for a long time, we've had visitors who come to the fair, and they participate with these exhibitors for the sales of their goods at the Kansas State Fair. And every year, even though they've been coming for a long time, they always have something new and exciting for people to look at that they want to share with the people who come to the fair.
Now, you talk about security for a little bit. I know the Kansas Highway Patrol has a huge presence every year.
Definitely. We love to work with the Kansas Highway Patrol. They're a great group of people. They keep us safe. They're on site at the fairgrounds, and they're on the spot to deal with so many situations that help us out and just to interact with the people. So we love to have them there and what they do. This year, we've also worked with Hutchinson Regional Medical Center. They're going to help staff our first aid office on the fairgrounds.
Great.
That's every day through the fair, just to make sure everything's safe. It's a priority, and we want fairgoers to have a good experience.
Over the years, I just can't recall a personal experience ever seeing anybody misbehaving. Everybody seems to do well up there. They behave themselves.
Everyone comes to celebrate Kansas. We have a great time, and again, we want to be good customer service to the people who come to the fair. This year, new also, we're going to have a shuttle service on the weekends at no cost. People who want to park out at the mall parking lot, Hutchinson Mall, they can catch a bus that drops them right off at Gate 1 at the fairgrounds. So it's kind of like valet parking.
Really? What are the biggest challenges as fair manager? What are the things that challenge you the most?
It's a fee-funded agency. We have to generate our own revenue to do what we do. We have to run it well like a business. We're frugal. We have a great staff. Sometimes it can be hard to maneuver the needs that we have and the funding that we need to get those things done. But again, it's the people that make it great and the people who also make it a challenge, because we want them to have a good time and to provide the resources for a good experience.
And what do you enjoy most about your job?
The people.
I was going to say doing this interview every year, but go ahead.
That too.
I don't want to put any words
that
in your
too.
Mouth.
Just so many events that bring the people of Kansas together to celebrate everything that's Kansas, albeit agriculture, the commerce, the tourism, but really seeing those kids who participate in the 4-H shows, the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, the people who come to the fair to look at everything, the people who enter the contest, the people who participate, the people who enjoy the funnel cakes, the people who come to see Ron Diamond and his show.
Fried stuff, the pig races.
It's great. The pig races. Yeah. It's all great. I can't really choose any one thing because it's just fun and everything's different.
It's an amazing tradition, the Kansas State Fair. How many years now? Over 100, isn't it?
I think this is the 106th Kansas State Fair.
And it's a great tradition. And if you haven't made plans to go, you need to do this. Any plans for next year you want to tell us about? Anything on the drawing board? Are you dreaming about anything?
We've already started to work on our lineup for the grandstand acts at the Nextech Wireless Grandstand. We've already started to talk about what infrastructure needs we have and the resources we're going to need to get those done, and really just listen to the people, take it all in, and try to plan as well as we can.
Now, when you were a kid growing up in Cheapskate, Texas, was that it, Cheapskate?
Cheapside.
Cheapside. Yeah, were you out in there in the pasture without any shoes on, did you dream of being a state fair manager someday in Kansas?
I didn't know at that time I'd even be in Kansas. But it's a great state. We love it here. And to celebrate everything Kansas and what it's all about is truly a humbling experience, and I'm glad to be part of it.
Well, so far I think you're doing pretty well.
Thank you.
I'll just give you a B plus, or at least maybe an A. You're
Thanks.
Doing a good job. We appreciate you coming in here all the way from Hutchinson every year and doing this show with us so we can get people fired up about the Kansas State Fair. And it's this year. What are the dates? September 8th?
through the 17th. It's always the first Friday after Labor Day for 10 days.
That's all for this edition of Issues 2017. We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.